Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. Next week marks Women's Mental Health Week, a national initiative encouraging women to set time aside for their health and well-being. With us today, we've got Natalie Hurd, a nurse educator who works for the statewide Perinatal Infant Mental Health Program, to talk to us about women's mental health. Good morning and welcome to the program, Natalie.
Morning, Maddie.
So, Natalie, tell me a little bit about your role at the statewide Perinatal Infant Mental Health Program.
Well, essentially, I said I'm a nurse educator, but primarily in mental health. So I'm responsible for educating nurses, midwives, other health staff or support staff that work with women in the perinatal period. And that's the period pretty much from conception to 12 months in the postpartum. And my job is to teach them how to identify women who are vulnerable to mental health disorders at this time, how to support them, manage their mental health, and how to refer them to the most appropriate services.
I want to know a little bit about what are some of the challenges that are, well, mental health challenges that women can face in the perinatal period.
Yeah, look, there are a number of different challenges, but predominantly anxiety and depression are the two biggest mental health challenges that women face in Australia at any given time, and especially so in that perinatal period. And it's not uncommon for women to experience both symptoms of both anxiety and depression at the same time. During pregnancy, what's known as the antenatal period, around 1 in 10 women will experience anxiety and depression, and this will actually increase to around 1 in 5 following the birth of the baby. It's really important to know that there are a wide range of symptoms of anxiety and depression, and the severity of these symptoms really do vary from person to person. It's so different for each individual. And we know that pregnancy and childbirth are a time of huge change and adjustments, not just physical, but it's emotional and mental as well. And it's so normal to experience some feelings of anxiety or changes in your mood during this time. The thing to remember is if these changes persist or worsen, that it's so much so that it's impacting on your life and your ability to function as you normally would, then it's really important to reach out early and discuss with the health professional. You know, he can really help you work through what's happening for you at that time.
So you were saying, just touching on some of the challenges that women can face, which is anxiety and depression. What impact can these challenges have on an individual? As you were saying, it is something that is quite unique and does vary or depend on a certain person in that sense. But can you tell us about the impact these challenges can have?
Yeah, sure. Look, it's really natural in that in pregnancy and the early postpartum to worry a little bit more and to feel stressed for women. And also this really does increase if you've got added mental health challenges on top of that. And what we often find is that women will really struggle with their confidence and their ability to look after themselves and their baby. And also it reduces their ability to enjoy their time with their baby. And so it's important that we recognise that there are lots of positive and joyful aspects of pregnancy and parenting, but just as equally there are challenges that bring about a lot of negative thoughts and emotions. And these ups and downs are so normal. But if you have any concerns about, you know, what you're experiencing or your partner's experiencing or, you know, your interactions with your baby and how you feel about that, it's just to really reach out and speak to someone.
So what factors can increase the risk of developing a mental health disorder at or during this time?
Primarily the biggest factor would be a past history of any sort of mental health disorder. And it's regardless of whether you've been previously diagnosed or not, if you've had a time in your life where you felt more anxious than normal or more depressed than normal, having those that background to it will definitely increase your risk in that postpartum period. If that's you, it's really important to speak to your midwife, your GP, your obstetrician as early as possible. It's really helpful to develop a plan with your care providers in case you need extra support in that postpartum period or in the antenatal period. And it also helps to be really aware of those early warning signs that you might be starting to become unwell. There are a lot of other factors as well, and these include pregnancy complications, difficult or traumatic births, physical demands of pregnancy and the recovery from birth, just the exhaustion of having a newborn or caring for an unwell or unsettled baby, just along with those normal day-to-day stresses in life that when we know that perinatal period is the time where people are definitely more vulnerable to all those added stresses that come along with life at that time.
So in saying that, how can women look after their mental health in the perinatal period?
Yeah, it's such an important time, and we do tend to focus a lot on our physical health, and that is important, absolutely. So your diet, your exercise and sleep are incredibly important, but you need to take time out to focus on your mental health as well. One thing I can really recommend is mindfulness. It's such a great skill to work on and something that you can actually practice anywhere. It doesn't have to take up a huge amount of time. There's a lot of evidence around mindfulness being effective to help reduce stress and anxiety levels. Keep connected with your friends and your family. I know these things aren't that easy at the moment with COVID, but it's important to keep those connections going and those social aspects of your life going, and just to do the things that you would normally enjoy in your life. But if you do notice that those things that you used to enjoy, you no longer enjoy, or they're becoming too difficult for you to do, or you're starting to worry or be more anxious and it's preventing you from doing those things that you used to enjoy, it's really important as soon as you notice that to sit back and have a think about it and maybe have a chat to somebody about what you're actually experiencing.
And in saying that, you were just talking a little bit about the social aspect of keeping in contact with loved ones and family and friends. Where can people go if they need support or help during the perinatal period as well?
Yeah, okay. There are lots of different places that you can access, and depending on what you're after. So my initial advice would be to speak to your GP, to your midwife or obstetrician, or even the child health nurse about what you're actually experiencing. If that's not possible or you don't feel comfortable to do that, there are a number of other mental health services that offer telephone support and advice. Things like Beyond Blue, Lifeline, PANDA, which is the Perinatal Anxiety and Depression Australia website. If you go to that website and have a look, they've got a counselling telephone line that you can contact. And there is also the Mental Health Emergency Response line if things are actually reaching a crisis point and you feel like you need some urgent help.
And lastly, Natalie, where can people go for more information just outside of that as well? Should they go and seek a GP and things like that? Let us know where our listeners can go if they're listening in today.
Yeah, absolutely. So more information. We know that the vast majority of people now get all their information on the internet, and we tend to Google things. But it's important that the information we actually do get is evidence and good information. So places like the WA Mental Health Commission have got a really good website page that will step you through some mental health disorders, where you can go for support, fact sheets, that sort of thing. The Healthy WA website's very, very similar. A lot of information contained on that. And the other two, probably the best ones I could suggest, would be Beyond Blue and, as I said before, the PANDA website. There is a lot of support and information available on those websites for contact numbers, the identification of symptoms, how you support your loved ones, and how you look after yourself as well.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the program, Natalie. I've learned heaps, and I'm sure our listeners have too. We appreciate your time here on Fitter Happier on The Record.
You're welcome, Eddie. It was really lovely to talk to you today.